Robin Hood, Who Shot the Sheriff by Jacqueline Rayner, read by Richard Armitage. Chapter 1. Life had never been easy for the peasant folk of England, but they had made the best of it. Good King Richard was on the throne, and his subjects worked hard, practising their trades, taking their goods to market, earning the money to feed their families. Wise and just men, like Edward, Sheriff of Nottingham, had authority over them. And if taxes and punishment for wrongdoings had to be endured, then at least the people knew they were fair. Once upon a time. But now, everything had changed. Life was still not easy, but now it was also harsh and cruel. King Richard was away fighting in the Holy Land, and his brother John ruled in his stead. John's men now held authority throughout the country, and John and his men were neither fair nor just. A man might lose his hand for poaching or his life for a theft. Taxes were raised to a level that few could meet, and a visit from the tax collector, once tolerated, was now an occasion for fear. Owen, the miller, was feeling such fear. He had worked hard as he could, but he had been unable to earn the money that Vesey, the new sheriff of Nottingham, demanded. His debts had mounted, and now the bailiff, Joderick, was on his way to evict Owen.